Good evening, everyone. Good evening. We'd like to welcome you all to the June 19th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, turning to item three, changes in the meeting agenda. There are a number. I have replacement pages, item V1, instructional personnel cover page, schedules A2 and A5. Items V2, non-instructional personnel cover page, and schedule B6. We have addenda, item U1. Approval of memorandum of agreement between the Three Village Central School District and the Three Village Substitute Teachers Association. We have item V2, non-instructional personnel, schedule B5. And then we have, finally, deletion, item V1, instructional personnel, schedule A. Now, turning to student and staff recognition, our favorite part of the meeting. Mrs. Petisic?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Connors. It certainly is our favorite part of the evening, and I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight, and it will be a banner night in which we can celebrate many achievements. I would like to begin by introducing Mr. Peter Schuckman, who is the science chairperson of Julinas Junior High School. So,
okay, I'll do my best. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. The mic. Okay. All right. Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here tonight to introduce our nationally ranked Julinas Junior High School Science Olympiad team. This talented and motivated group of students is fortunate to have been led by a set of dedicated and dynamic coaches who have spent countless hours preparing and mentoring them for various events. In addition, I would like to acknowledge the continued support of this Board of Education. You approved quite a few trips for this team. The Three Village STEM Foundation, our building administration, as well as the parents who have spent amazing time bringing these kids up and literally stop at nothing to help their children succeed. Thank you. Thank you for all of your support from everyone and your continued support. I'd like to introduce Mr. Chris Murata, the head coach of this Science Olympiad team, who will share with you numerous achievements the members of the team have accrued this year. Mr. Murata.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What I'd like to express is our extreme gratitude for everything that the Three Village School District and the Three Village STEM Foundation has done for us, and it's made this possible. This year, we also would like to give a particular thank to our parents. We've had so many parent mentors who also teach or have some other special talents that are relevant to Science Olympiad who have helped us, who have brought their students down to us sometimes five times a week to work on these different events that they do. We are grateful for being able to go on all these trips, which we know that it's a... it's really a lot, but it really has done so much for the team. The some of these invitational events that we went to involved competing against other nationally recognized teams. That's part of what made us so strong, I believe, this year. This year we beat last year's number one team at one of these invitationals. The Science Olympiad has been really strong this year. We've been able to fill all three teams with the maximum number of students, which we weren't able to do that last year. We were able to compete in everything with all three teams. Our students have been great mentors, as well as did very well at their own events. They've shared their knowledge with other students. And it's something as competitive as Science Olympiad, it is really a beautiful thing to see them passing on knowledge, to see them sharing with somebody that they might be working at the same event on. They know eventually it's going to come down to one, but they still help each other. And basically, everything has been for the team. And my coaches who have put in so many hours and have even hours that they weren't here at home making reservations for dinners or for hotels and everything that needed to be done in above and beyond the normal call of duty. So just have great appreciation for the school district, for the parents, for the coaches, for everybody who's done so much, and but especially our students, because they're what really makes us a beautiful thing. The students coming down, and it's like a family just working together, enjoying and learning so much science. I have quite a number of students to recognize to pass out these certificates to, and so I'll go ahead and get started. Yes, please. And have Coach Ms. Cutting, would you come on up? I'd like to give special recognition to Coach Ms. Beverly Cutting, who's also put in an enormous amount of hours above and beyond what anybody could have expected. So we're starting with our A team. What A team means is this is our top scoring team that managed to make it to states, managed to make it to nationals, and ended up ninth in the United States against all other states, a total of 13,000 teams competing in junior and junior high school and middle school. Okay. So we have our captain, Neil Carpino. I believe our captain, Ivan G., could not make it tonight, but we will hold this for him. Captain William Zhang also could not make it here tonight.
Do you want us to wait up here for a minute?
Yes.
Yes, please.
All right. So, okay, we're going to call your friends. Okay.
Okay. All right. Gene Chung. Oh, he's not here tonight. We have Alex Lin, who he was best in the United States at not one but two events. I've looked back at our prior records, and I don't think we've ever had a student who was best in the United States in two events. So that's it's quite an achievement. Okay, next is Rhea Sanguan. Oh, not here tonight. And Michelle Cutting. Dora Zhao, are you here tonight? No, I don't think she's here tonight. Mary Ma. Pippa Wander. Owen Dong. David Wu. Luke Howe. Isabella Wu. Isabella is a seventh grader on the national team. Eric Wang. And the next part, our alternates. Alternates are people who also went to nationals, but they were doing events that didn't count towards our total score. They're events that will be events next year in the next year's Science Olympiad. Jason Liu. John Park. Serena Carpino. Alexandra Duan. Both Serena and Alexandra scored fourth in the United States in their event. Michael Zhang. Arnav Bhatt. Teresa Zhao. Catherine Park. Not here, okay. Hank C. J. Alex Hong. Oh, Hank C., there you are. Okay, now our team B. Andrew D'Onofro. Victor Pritchick. Gabe Choi, who I don't believe is here tonight. Linus Beatty. David Liang. William Yao. Alyssa Weiss. Ben Paldy. Ava Della Petra. Patrick Henselman. Catherine Liang. Sarah Khan. Abby Sesson. Maliha Nauman. Deepak Kador. Justin Durko. Jonathan Zhao. Sophia Khan. Sonara Khan. I don't think the Khans are here tonight. Amy Chen. Julian Khalifa. And Shreya Mohan. So we are very grateful, and thank you very much for supporting our team. I'm sorry. May I introduce our coaches? I'm very sorry. Coaches, I'm sorry, Mr. Doug Broadhurst. And Ms. Marissa Uzonian. Did they give us anything for the coaches or not? Do they have anything in there for the coaches?
They spent so many hours.
Yeah, so ladies and gents, these are our coaches. Our tech coach, Mr. Doug Broadhurst. Ms. Uzonian, who put in not only after school hours but weekend hours as well, helping us. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Jelinas. That is most impressive.
Oh, yes.
We'll let everybody get a little settled in. Yes. It is my privilege now to introduce the coordinating chairperson of Ward Melville High School Science Department and INSTAR, Dr. Marnie Kula.
Hey. All right. I've missed all of you. I haven't seen the kids in about 4 days, and I'm going through withdrawals. So I have to thank Mr. Shookman for his kind words. I'm going to jump off of those, Pete, wherever you are. Thank you for thanking everybody. SIO, as you know, is a huge undertaking. Even the words of Mr. Murata, they can't even really start to truly divulge how much time and effort people put into this club. Believe it or not, it is a club. And I get the nice point of view from the point of the administrative chaperone. So while I'm invested in a different way. I'm not a coach and I'm not a parent, although I sort of feel like I am. But I get to watch what the SIO kids do, and it is utterly amazing. When they named this Science Olympiad back in the 80s when this first got started, unfortunately after I was already out of high school, they were very smart to name it that because it really is the sport of science. And watching the students perform the way they do is absolutely incredible. So without further ado, I am going to introduce the dynamic duo of Science Olympiad coaching, the yin and the yang, the brain and the bronze. I'll let you decide who's who on that one. And actually, they're a really, really nice combination. They oscillate very, very seamlessly between good cop and bad cop. They are amazing. They are amazing with the kids, and they complement each other's skills very well. One of them is very artsy, which a lot of people may not know about him, so I just gave it away. And Jenny is obviously very science-minded, so they do round each other out very well, and they give the kids a well-rounded coaching experience. Plus, we have all of our parents, and as you can see, we have our head photographer over there, and I can't believe his camera hasn't exploded yet because he's taking pictures of me. And anyway, let me introduce Mr. Mark Susser and Ms. Jenny Saragano.
All right. We, too, would like to thank the board and the Three Village STEM Foundation and all the parents and especially all the our wonderful students who participated this year. It was really a privilege working with everyone, and we really had a successful year.
Hello. First, I want to start by saying congratulations to Julianus for their 9th place in the nation. Best they've ever done. Amazing. I have to say that working in this district has completely changed my life. And, you know, as the support that we receive here is unparalleled, you guys really value us as professionals. You trust us with, you know, working with these brilliant students and, you know, your support. We can't thank you enough, really. And also, just looking at this room, there's a lot of brain power in this room. There's a lot of really smart people in this room, all under 18 years old. Okay? You know, these young minds that we have here, these are the future. You know, this is the future doctors, the engineers, the medical researchers. They are solving tomorrow's problems. And we're very, very fortunate to have them and to have that hope going forward. So now this year was a pretty huge year for the Science Olympiad program. We hosted at Ward Melville High School in January the largest regional tournament in Long Island history. And we really couldn't have pulled that off without the Three Village STEM Enrichment Foundation. At this tournament, our team did participate. They ended up winning first place overall and broke a record for best regional performance with an average of first place in every event. So. So we went on to our state tournament, and you know, our students transcended all expectations, winning second place and qualifying for the national tournament for the first time in 3 years. And so then at the national tournament, we ended up scoring 18th place overall in the nation, and we just couldn't believe the successes that we had. Really incredible. I want to thank my team for your commitment, for your organization, your creativity, and you're really funny, too. I mean, they make me laugh. We spend a lot of time together, like 6 days a week for about 25 weeks. You know, and they keep me laughing, they keep me on my toes, and they keep me organized. And I thank you guys for inspiring me and uplifting me and supporting our team, because really we couldn't do this without you guys. And I love you. All right, so at this time we're going to start calling up our team members to receive their certificates. As we call you up, please stay in the front and we'll line you up. Okay, first up, Abdullah Naaman. Oh, my mouse down. Akshay Malhotra. Allison Cutting. Ashley Zhang. Brooke Diamond. She could not be here. Is Dale Yu in the building? Oh, man. But Gabe Atwa? No, what's about? Jake Segal? Who are these people? Who are these guys? Jessica Liao is definitely here. Jessica Liao! Now, this young lady, I have a few extra special words about Jessica. This was her first national tournament, coming from Murphy Junior High School. This was her first national tournament ever. She did not just get one national medal. She got two top six medals. Yes. So, very, very proud. We have next our dear Justin Zhang. Now, Justin also placed with a medal, sixth place, in the Boomy Lever event, where he had to design a wooden cantilever that could support as much weight as possible, but be as light as he could make it and design it. So, incredible work, Justin. Up next, we have Caitlin Tung. And here's our senior captain, Kevin Zhu. And next is Luke Randall. And our darling Nancy Zong. Okay, and we also have Neil Mehta. Senior Prakash Sikkar. My assistant coach, Rebecca Zhang. We have Rohan Nagavardhan, Sydney Scott, our senior captain Varun Jindal cannot be here today. He's in Michigan for, I'm sure, very important business, right? Probably very important. And last but not least, William Sun.
Congratulations, Ward Melville. And I'd like to ask Dr. Kula to come back up to the microphone.
This is like Groundhog Day of science. It has been an amazing, amazing year in science in the district, and I am back again. I think I was here in January. You will recognize one of the students that I am going to bring up in 1 second. She was here in January, I believe, with me. I am here to tell you a little bit about the International Science and Engineering Fair that I had the absolute honor of attending in May for a week in Phoenix. And I was accompanying two of our INSTAR students who have not only put Ward Melville and the Three Village School District on the regional map, the state map, but now the international map. Just to let you know a little bit about the competition, there were over 1,840 participants from around the world, representing over 80 countries. There were over 1,450 projects that were categorized in 22 major categories. Half were in the physical sciences and half were in the life sciences. So the competition was steep and stiff and extremely difficult, and it was so much fun. I can't even tell you how amazing it was for the students and the experience that they had, but also for the instructors. We got to learn so much about what is going on in the world in science, and the students were able to meet students from other countries, and it was an amazing, mind-altering experience. So the first person that I'd like to bring up, you've met before. So, Kelsey, I'm going to ask you to come up. So, this is Senior. This is Senior Kelsey G. You remember her because she stood before you as a Regeneron Science Talent Search Scholar. There I go. It's a tongue twister. They've changed all the names this year. So, she is a Science Talent Search Scholar. She was able to move from regionals to states to the International Science and Engineering Fair in Phoenix, and she placed third internationally in her category of Earth and Environmental Sciences. You may recall she did a little bit of work about a little thing called a hurricane, but I'm actually going to turn the mic over to her. She promised me like three sentences. This is such a huge deal that I really believe that the kids should just give you a little bit of a spiel about what they did in their words instead of me filtering it. So I turn it over to Kelsey.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Kula. So for my research, basically, I wanted to answer a question that was, I guess, plaguing not only people of the scientific community, but also society at large, and that's the question of climate change. So you hear a lot about how hurricane activity is increasing. So for my research, I basically wanted to see the exact ways that hurricanes were changing. So I set about to do that basically in a two-pronged approach. So first, I quantified specific metrics to identify characteristics of cyclone evolution, and then I tied that to changes in the globe, such as sea surface temperature, humidity. And the results that I found were a little bit scary, but I think it was able to convince a lot of people in the scientific community about the dangers of this issue, and hopefully a lot of people who are, for example, policymakers or influencers in society will hear the kind of research that me and the other people in my field are doing and be able to, I guess, take action in this field.
Keep me in Leo company. And that's why I wanted her to speak. And that's why she did so well. So when the kids get judged, they get judged by experts in their field. And this went on for hours. So we practiced, and they give a little spiel that they have planned. But they also have to be able to stand and deliver. They have to be able to answer questions that they have no idea what those questions are going to be. And they get grilled. And so they need to be able to stand, think on their feet, and defend really what they're doing. It's like a little mini thesis defense. Kelsey will be moving on to Harvard in the fall. All right. And so my next student that I would like to honor he worked on a project with another student from Half Hollow Hills, and he's actually an underclassman. He's a rising senior. And so, Leo, if you'd like to come up. Leo Takamoro did an amazing project, and I'm going to let him speak a little bit about it. I'm just going to preface it by saying he was able to look at what cells do normally in their normal course of life and division. He was able to look at what viruses have to do to take over cells in order to live. And he was able to say, I wonder if I make this not work in a regular cell, if I can prevent viruses from being able to grow and multiply inside our cells. So he's going to tell you a little bit about that.
All right, thank you. Yeah, so my project was on investigating the role of a protein called CCDC11 in HIV-1 infection. And so me and my partner found that it plays a very important role in HIV-1 budding. So inhibition of CCDC11 could be used in the future for treatment against HIV.
Pictures, so you just watch the cord.
And unless Leo gets recruited over the summer without me knowing, he's coming back to Ward Melville for senior year. So, and there you have it. But thank you again so much. Your support is just amazing. We couldn't do it without you. And again, it's been a great year. They've set the bar pretty high for everybody in the science department in the INSTAR program, and I know a lot of you are in my INSTAR program, so you'll be seeing a lot of us. Sorry. Anyway, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
It is now my privilege to introduce Riley Meckley. Riley? Riley is a student at Jolinas Junior High School.
Good evening, board members, administrators, community members. My name is Riley Meckley, and I am a student at the Three Village Junior High School. I am a member of the Town of Brookhaven Youth Board, and it is with great pleasure that I congratulate Mrs. Irene Gish. This year, she has been nominated for the 2019 Town of Brookhaven Youth Volunteer Awards. I nominated Mrs. Gish for her service to the Three Village community over the last 20 years. She has served in several capacities as board president and currently board vice president. The countless hours she volunteers on behalf of the district was a consideration for the award. Mrs. Gish regularly meets with administrators, faculty, and community members. She listens to the concerns regarding the district and serves on the Parent Teacher Association as the liaison for Jolinas Junior High. And that is where I had the pleasure of meeting her early this year. Mrs. Gish is a pillar of her community. She was a Girl Scout leader for 5 years and served on civic groups. More impressive is her time and expertise that she gives to the junior high and high school music productions as a costume maker. This year, she sewed and designed skirts and dresses for several scenes in the production of Grease at Jolinas Junior High. I was fortunate enough to see the play, and trust me, the costumes were amazing. So, on behalf of the Town of Brookhaven Youth Board, we would like to recognize Mrs. Irene Gish for her volunteer service that she gives so enthusiastically to her community. I am honored to present her with their certificate.
In recent years, the Board of Education has had a student representative from Ward Melville High School representing the students from the school. We've had some really excellent student representatives. And I want to say this year we've had one of the very best. Lauren, we're going to miss you a lot. And on behalf of my colleagues on the board, we have a little something for you. I'll come over. I'm coming over. We have a certificate and we have a check for $500 to thank you for this.
Thank you, Lauren. You have been an asset to the board. I want to thank all of our students, the coaches, the parents. Tonight has been a wonderful evening to celebrate your achievement, and we could not be more proud. We also recognize that this is a time when finals and regents are occurring and that you probably all want to go home and study. Well, maybe some of you. So if you would like to leave at this point, we will not at all be insulted and would completely understand. We wish you well, and congratulations again.
But you don't have to leave if you don't want to. I just want you to know that. Gary?
Yes, sir. So now that we've witnessed the great accomplishments of children, we are now recognizing and congratulating the great accomplishments of our newly tenured staff. So tonight is our newly tenured staff recognition. I'm going to be calling folks up from each building and Board of Education representatives to help celebrate this evening. So first, Arrowhead Elementary School, if I could ask Angelique to please come up. I will also ask Mrs. Redden and Ms. Horowitz to come up and recognize and congratulate Heather Shook. Mrs. Shook, you could bring him up too. Don't worry about it. You could bring him up. That's what it's all about. There you go. Congratulations again. Mr. Connors, if I can ask you to come up, representing Minnesota Elementary. I'd also like to call up Dr. Biscari and Mrs. Kirsch, and of course, Jessica Heal. Congratulations, Jessica. Very good. Congratulations. I would ask Mrs. Germano to come up to represent Mount Elementary School, and we are going to call up James Hine for music. Congratulations, James. Oh, Mr. Pereira, please come up too. I did not see you. Thank you, Mr. Pereira. I would ask Mr. Kornreich should come up next, representing Setauket Elementary School. I would like to call up Mrs. Rimmer and Mrs. Mizell and Melissa Levinson. Congratulations. I would like to call up Board Representative Irene Gish, please. And from Julinas Junior High School, Mrs. Keene, Mr. Jansen, please come up and recognize Brianna Gobetz and Jillian Visser. Congratulations. I'd like to call up Board Representative Deanne Bavlinka, please. Representing Murphy Junior High School, Mr. Pulaski and Mr. Rufa, please come up.
Just Pulaski? Okay.
I would like to recognize the following people. Jessica Ennis, congratulations, please come up. Brendan Meyer, congratulations, please come up. Corinne Mulham, congratulations, please come up. Mike Smith, congratulations, please come up. Congratulations once again. Took everybody some time to adjust the cameras for Mr. Smith, right? I know. That happens. I would like to call up Dr. Kerman as the board representative for Ward Melville High School. Bill Bernhardt, please come up. And I would like to recognize and congratulate again Megan Byes. Claudia Giannotti, please come up. Symphony Porter, please come up. And Tina Marie Rickmers, please come up. Take it slow. Take it slow. That's true. Mike and James can come up again just for their split, their second building. Yes, please. Congratulations again. And last but certainly not least, Dr. Kerman again, representing us for the Three Village Academy, and Mr. Huber. And I would like to recognize and congratulate Christine DeFiti. Congratulations, everyone, and you have worked very hard to get here, and we continue to expect the same hard work in the future, so wonderful job. Congratulations.
Before we take a break on a 10-year reception, I would like to honor five of my colleagues on the Board of Education. The New York State School Board Association created a recognition program to acknowledge those school board members who strive to continually expand their knowledge base and skills to better do their jobs. The New York State School Board Association established a recognition program based on four achievement levels, which are reached by accumulating points, attending workshops, programs, and so forth. I'm pleased to say that five of my colleagues reached the third level. It's only one level after that. That's the lifetime achievement level. The third level, which is the mastery level. And I'd like to recognize them this evening. And the first is Irene Gish. You like it?
Yeah.
You gave me.
I gave you
Jonathan.
Jonathan Cornwright. Dr. Jeffrey Kerman.
So in honor of your achievement, we have a small reception in the adjacent training room, so we'd like you and your families to join us. Thank you.
What? And Lauren's going to introduce our new student rep for next year.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Ward Melville is currently in our finals week, this week and next week. All regular classes have ended. This coming Monday, graduating seniors will get a chance to go back to their elementary schools and walk in the halls with their caps and gowns. The senior class received their yearbooks last Monday. This year's theme is current. The theme shows how we can view one simple word in so many ways and how no one can be defined in just one idea. Prom this year is on June 27th with the theme of Harry Potter. Graduation will occur on June 30th at 11 a.m. Lastly, I brought the new student government president with me today, Sarah Thornton, and I would just like to say a few things about her. Sarah has always been so determined to get work done when she entered the board this year. She was always the first person to ask me if I ever needed help with anything. She's the kind of person to go out of her way just so that everything is done right and makes everyone happy. I know Sarah's going to do amazing things with student government next year. She is hardworking, diligent, compassionate, motivated, and dependable. There is nobody I would rather want taking my position than her.
Thank you very much, and welcome, Sarah. Turning to item 8, minutes and bids, the minutes of May 8th and May 21st, 2019. May I have a motion to accept, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning now to C, bids, Jeff?
We have three bids. The recommendation is to approve one and reject the other two. The reason for the rejection is we can get better pricing through Suffolk County and on one, and the Riverhead School District has a bid on the other that we can use.
Do I have a motion to accept this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion is approved. No, no. The recommendation as stated here is approved.
It says it on here.
Turning to nine, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed this evening? Okay, I don't think so. Turning to 10, items for board action. A number of these items are going to be combined. Turning to D, the revision to the 2018-19 approval for the committees on special education. Mr. Kornreich, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Item E, authorized participation in cooperative bids for cafeteria and food supplies.
Yes, this is to participate in the cooperative bid for food products of the upcoming year.
Okay. Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kornreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. I'd like to, with the board's approval, I'd like to combine items F through L. F through L. Hold on one second. Dr. Kerman, here we go. Dr. Kerman, second. This is Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to M, the acceptance of donations.
We have quite a few donations this evening. The first is a check in the amount of $8,000 from the Society for Science and the Public in recognition of our four scholars in the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2019 to be used to support excellence in science, math, and engineering education at Ward Melville High School. We'll go into the scholarship fund. We have a check donated by Sterling Bank for $250, also for Ward Melville High School Scholarship Fund. A check donated by the staff of the Ward Melville Guidance Department in the amount of $250, also for scholarships. We have $2,260 donation from the Setauket PTA for arts and education programs. A check for $165 from the Minnesota PTA teacher grant program to be used to construct cedar planter boxes at Minnesota Elementary School. We have a check for $12,969.05 from the Setauket PTA to pay for revitalization of one of the courtyards at Setauket Elementary School. A check for $3,000 donated by the Three Village STEM Enrichment Foundation to cover the cost of additional Science Olympiad practices, mostly on Saturdays. A scholarship check in the amount of $4,000 from Suffolk Transportation Service in recognition of Section 11 champions, both boys and girls swimming and boys and girls fencing. That's for scholarships. A check for $50 donated by Ms. Linda Fear to the Jody F. Scholarship Fund, and a check for $1,000 donated by the Long Island Community Foundation Matthew Grimaldi Memorial Fund to the Ward Melville High School Scholarship Fund.
So moved. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to N, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have one old pickup truck that's in poor condition, and then a list of various technology equipment that is no longer usable for us.
You couldn't maintain that 1999 Dodge.
Our trucks get a lot of use.
Okay,
they really
do.
Sure.
Is that rusty thing?
Well, it's not on the road anymore. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It's not on the road anymore.
My husband said to me, that's a Three Village
It's old. It's old. May I have a motion, please?
Not after tonight.
Mrs. Gish, second, Mr. Kornreich. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. I'd like to combine items O through S, which have been reviewed by the Audit Committee this evening. May I have a motion on that? Mr. Kornreich? Second, Ms. Regolia? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. I'd like to turn now to T, a resolution of abolishing positions and terminating employees with least seniority. Gary, could you just tell us what this is?
Yes, sir. Mr. Connors, this is, we are still in the process of accessing some of our employees. After a long staffing meeting, we realized that we have an excess of teaching assistants and special education aides. So at this point, we would be accessing them, pending, obviously, what happens over the summer in terms
Got
of
it.
CSE meetings.
Got it. Okay. Very good. May I have a motion, please? Mr. Mano, second. Mrs. Gish. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to you, approval of a stipulation of agreement and release between the Three Village School District and the employee named in the attached confidential Schedule A. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Mano, second. Second, Ms. Regolia. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item U1, the approval of a memorandum of agreement between the Three Village School District and the Three Village Substitute Teachers Association. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Gimano, all in favor? Opposed?
Abstention.
One abstention. Motion passes. Turning to personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on that, please, too? Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary, anything on that?
Yes, Mr. Connors. I would like to bring to your attention before I tell you about what everyone just approved. We have members of our NASA CAGE staff here who have worked diligently with us for the past 3 months, I think. They're laughing because it's been at least 3 months. Because we were attempting to find the right fit for Three Village, and more importantly, the right fit for NASA CAGE Elementary School. I want to say that you have approved their fit. I would first like to congratulate and recognize Heather Levine as the new principal of NASA CAGE Elementary starting July 1st. Congratulations. I would also like to recognize and congratulate Cindy Parada, who will be the assistant principal at NASA CAGE Elementary and one of our own. And Mr. Connors, they're really here just to make sure that this was done correctly, so I promised them it would be done, but they didn't believe me, so they're here.
Very good. Super. Okay, turn now to personnel matters non... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Dr. Kerman, second. We vote. I thought we voted on it. We voted, Gary. We voted on it. Okay. Turning to personnel matters non-instructional. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Okay. Nothing unusual with that. Okay. Turning to W, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education. Mr. Kornreich, second.
Second.
Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 11, informational items of interest. Are there any items we would like to bring to the board's attention this evening? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to public participation. This would be our second public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, we have a motion for adjournment. Dr. Kerman?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone.